The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. He said His mercies never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness.
Father in heaven, we thank you for your day, this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made, another day that you blessed us to see, another day of victory, another day of power, another day of anointing, another day of your grace, another day of your unmerited favor. And we want to begin this morning with a word of thanks, a heart of gratitude, just to tell you thank you, just to tell you that we love you, and just to tell you that we adore you. We declare right now that this is the day that the Lord has made. And so we declare that the day that you have made, God, that we know that you are in control of this day. We need you to lead us and guide us and direct us so that we may walk through these perilous pathways and perilous days with our heads held high, being empowered by the strength of your might, that we may be powered not by our power, not by our might, but by your spirit, that, God, you may help us to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called on this day. We want to make your name glorious. We want to make your name awesome. We want to lift your name on high, God, so that you will draw all men unto you, that we may be living epistles read of men, that as we declare your glory, God, we share our testimonies of victory so that men might know that you are a redeemer, that you are a way maker, that you are a strong tower, that you are a healer, that you are a mind regulator, God, that there is nothing too hard for you. Our ability to be a living epistle, let someone know that you are not a respecter of person. You don't just heal and deliver bishops. You don't just heal and deliver pastors. You just don't make ways out of no way for missionaries. But for each and every single believer, we are important to you. And since we are important to you, you bless us and you keep us and you strengthen us, and you're not a respecter of person. So I thank you, God, today for not being a respecter of person. I thank you for your love that is so overwhelming, your love that's all-consuming, that, God, that you looked beyond my faults and you saw my needs and my desperation. You saw that I was a fish, oh, God, out of water, that I was like a ship without a sail, that I could not make it without you on my side. I was headed directly to a burning death in hell. I was on my way to the lake of fire, but one day you called my name and you told me, son, it's time to come back to me. And I want to say thank you for reconciling me back unto you. I want to say thank you for not leaving me on the dunghill, but God taking me off the dunghill and cleaning me up, God, turning my life around, placing my feet on solid ground, and I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, oh God, that you did not leave me with the crimson stain of sin, but you washed me in the blood of the Lamb. You washed me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, and you made me white as snow. You made me whole, Lord, and you threw my sins into a sea of forgetfulness to remember them no more. God, and I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for another chance to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. God, I want to say thank you for life and that more abundantly today. Thank you for waking me up this morning with my mind stayed on you. I'm a little weary. I'm a little tired, God, because my days, oh God, have been long over the last couple of weeks, oh God. But I say thank you because you're worthy, God, of the glory, and you're worthy of the honor, God. You're worthy of the sacrifice in the mighty name of Jesus, and I must offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. That's when my body does not want to praise you, God. I still must push my way forward, God, to magnify you and to praise you. You tell me in your word that these kinds come out by fasting and praying, God. That must mean, oh God, I must remain fervent in prayer, oh God, because effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much, and that men ought to always pray, no matter how tired we may be, no matter how, oh God, discouraged we may be, God, no matter how distraught we may be, no matter the situations or the storms that are occurring in our lives, God, we still must find ourselves praying to you, because when we pray, God, you hear our cries and you hear our pleas. You hear our petitions and you hear our calls. And God, you promise that you, when we call upon you, that you will answer us and that you will show us great and mighty things which we know of not. So God, we find ourselves this morning in prayer before you, asking for your strength, asking for renewal, asking for a spirit of refreshing and a spirit of revival to fall afresh on your people in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, God, because no matter how far we may fall or where we may go, you have promised, God, that you will never leave us nor ever forsake us. Thank you, God, for never turning your back on me. Thank you, God, hallelujah, for always having your arms outstretched ready for me to return to you. Thank you, God, that your love overcomes a multitude of sin. Thank you, Lord, that while I was yet in sin, you allowed Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. That's because you loved me. You loved the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength today. Thank you for a mind to serve you. Thank you for a mind that hungers and thirsts after more of you.
Thank you for a heart, God, that's determined to do your will in spite of, God, what the world is doing, in spite of what my flesh has a desire to do, in spite of, God, of everything that may be around me. God, I find myself pressing towards you. I find myself pressing towards a higher mark, a higher prize, a higher calling that's in you. Because you are just what I need and more. God, I don't need these things in this world, these things that are temporal, these things that fade away, these things that rust and decay. But what I need is more of your spirit, more of your anointing, more of the fruit of your spirit, God. I need some more love. I need some more joy. I need some more meekness. I need some more kindness. I need some more long-suffering. God, I need some more temperance, more faith. God, I need more of you every day and every minute, every hour, every second of the day. I need you the more. I can't make it without you. I am nothing without you, God. I am nothing without you. I can't move. I can't breathe. God, I don't even have my very being without you. You are the substance of life. You are everything that I need and more. And so we look to you. We look to the God of our salvation. We look to the one who knows our thoughts are far off, even before we even think it. We know the one, oh God, that knows has an expected end for us. We know the one that knows what's best for us. And so we look for you. We look to you this morning. We look to you for everything that we need. Please, oh God, pour out your spirit upon all flesh, like you promised that you would in the last and evil day. And we know that we are living in the last and evil day because men are lovers of themselves. They seek to do their own will and seek to please themselves and not to please you. They seek to get the approval of man and care less about the approval of an almighty and an all-merciful God. Help us, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us, God, to seek after you. Oh, God, and so that we may find you while you may yet be found. Oh, God, we trust in you. We lean unto our own understanding. We acknowledge, God, that we are nothing without you. Oh, God, and so in all of our ways we acknowledge you, Lord. Please, oh, God, please direct the pathways of your people, God. The enemy has set about traps and snares, oh, God, to try to hinder and destroy and distract your people. Help us to keep our eyes on you, to keep our hearts and our minds focused on you, so that your will might be done in our lives and not our own. We want our wills to line up with your will. So come to more and have your way even now, God. Move by your power in the lives of your people. Move by your might in the mighty name of Jesus. Come to more and have your way, God. Fall afresh on our souls and breathe life into us evermore in the name of Jesus. We don't want to remain a valley of dry bones, for God, we have given out all that you have given us, Lord. We have used everything that you have given us for the day before, but we seek you now in the name of Jesus for the new mercies that you have for us. Oh, God, we seek you right now, God, for the new refreshing, God, the fresh wind, God, the fresh anointing, God, that you have for your people right now in the name of Jesus. With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, I bless you right now, God, for what you have in store for me today. You won't allow me to move forward in you, God, ill-equipped, oh God, or without the things that I need to be successful on this day. Oh God, for we walk by faith, God, and not by sight. We don't walk by the things that we see, God, because the things that we see, God, are not really there, God. They're not what we need, God. They're not going to come to fruition, God, if we're walking by flesh and not walking by our faith. And so, God, put flesh under subjection in the lives of your people right now, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cast the devil out of the mind. Cast the devil out of the wheels. And cast the devil out of the way of your people, God. Bind the devil on every hand. He's just a thief. He's just a liar. He's just a deceiver. He is not victorious. He is a defeated foe, and we bind him now in the name of Jesus. We bind him in the finances of your people. We bind him in the bodies of your people. We speak abundance. We speak favor. We ask that you open up the windows of heaven and loose the lock that's on hold, that's keeping the abundance and the favor and the financial viability of your people away from them, God. We plead the blood right now, God, that you would cover us, oh God, and strengthen us, Lord, and to breathe life into every area of our lives, God. We bind the devil who comes to try to deceive the people. Oh God, we bind them, oh God, in our families, oh God. We bind them in our home. We bind them in our churches right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind them in the hearts and the minds of our leaders, God, because we know that if you cut off the head, Lord, the body does not have an ability to live, God. Oh, God, we bind the devil on every hand, Lord. We cast him out, God, in the name of Jesus, because you've given us that authority and that power, that whatsoever we bind on earth, you'll bind in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth, we're loose, and you're loose in heaven. So we bind the enemy on every hand, and we loose peace. We loose joy. We ask that you open up the windows, oh God, that the enemy is trying to shut or has shut in the lives of your people, so that, God, your blessings and your flow of favor, God, will fall upon us, God, in this season of lack and this season of drought. Oh God, you have your people, God. We're going through different trials and different tribulations, God. Some of it's physical, some of it's mental. Oh, God, and even some of it's spiritual, Lord, but you promise, according to your word, that they that wait upon you, you shall renew their strength. You encourage us in your word not to be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. God, we have planted seeds, oh God, and we're looking for our harvest, Lord. We have planted seeds in many fields, in many areas, Lord, and we need our harvest, our season to be now in the name of Jesus. Open up doors that are shut right now, God. Hallelujah, God. Open up the doors, God, that have been shut in our face, God, that have been closed before us, oh God, that tells us that we cannot move on, that we cannot move forward, that we cannot make it, God. Oh God, open up those doors and let your people progress forward. Bless our children, God, that are off to school. Oh God, have returned back to school, and even those that have returned are gone to college. We ask that you protect them, God, that you cover them now, that you place your hands of protection around them and lead them and to protect them from the dangers that are in this world that are trying to steal their inheritance even now. Bind the devil on every hand in our schools. Oh, God, help us to lift up men and young women that are willing to stand for you, to give them and equip them with the tools that they need, God, to be successful in the fight in this carnal and wicked world. The devil is trying to throw all types of stuff at these young people, and we just don't understand all that they go through. But God, I bind the spirit of bullies. I bind the spirit of depression amongst our young people. God, I bind the spirit of confusion, God. God, let them not be confused about who you made them to be and who you made them to be, God, and who you made them to be. Oh, God, let them not be confused, God, to think that that you have made them, oh, God, that what bodies they're in is not the true body that they should be in, God. But help our children to be lights, Lord. We bind the spirit of homosexuality. We bind the spirit of bisexuality. God, we bind the spirit of lesbianism. Oh, God, we bind the spirit, oh, God, of depression. We bind the spirit, oh, God, of atheism, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, there are a lot of young people, oh, God, who don't believe that there is a God, and they live their lives that way because their parents have given them free reign to do whatever they want to do, God. The devil has come and snatched the minds of many young people, that they are doing things, oh God, that is uncharacteristic, oh God, for my generation. Lord, but you said that you would keep them in perfect peace if they kept their mind stayed on thee. And so, God, help us to train up our children in the way that they should go, so that when they depart from us, that they'll still stand for holiness, that when they depart from us, oh God, they'll still know that know your word, that they'll still know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. God, help us, God, today. Let us not stand on our own, but God, help us to stand with you on our side, on behalf of our children, interceding for them, praying for them, encouraging them, and urging them to stand for holiness in all their way. I pray for, God, the Graham family right now. I thank you for being a keeper and a strong tower for our lives. I thank you, God, that we know that you are a renewer of strength and that if we cast all of our cares upon you, you care for us. But, God, it's very important for us to understand that we can't just pray for ourselves, but that our prayers, oh God, should be in reference or considering the needs and the thoughts and the hurts of others. We often find ourselves stuck on what we need and never ask God to help fill the needs of someone. But you honor us, God. You honor our prayers. You honor our pleas. You honor and meet our needs when we place someone else's needs before ours. And so yesterday I found myself praying for those that were in bereaved situations, Lord, and I found out today or last night or yesterday, God, that another family has been struck, oh God, by the death angel. But, God, we thank you that you do all things well. But I pray for the Graham family, Lord, who you have called home, several of their giants, Lord, in their families, God. You called home Philip's mom. You called home his grandfather, God. And yesterday I heard that you called home an uncle, God. So the family is reeling, God. It seems like, oh, God, that death angel has struck their family over and over again in the last couple of months, Lord. But I still declare, still believe you are a keeper. And so, God, I pray that you would keep them in perfect peace. Help them to stand upon the word of God that was breathed into them by those family members, Lord. Oh, God, let them not lean unto their own understanding, but in all of their ways, God, acknowledge you, Lord, so that you will give them guidance, so that you will give them direction, so that you can breathe strength and breathe life and breathe hope into them. And we ask that you do it now, God. That you would send about a comfort, a wind of refreshing, a wind of revival throughout that family, God, to help them to stand, God. Having done all to stand as the enemy and life seems to be raging against them, we know that all things work together for our good. And if you allow us to remain here, Lord, you have a work that you need us to do. You have a purpose and a plan for each and every one of our lives. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but it leads to destruction, Lord. And we don't want to go to the way of destruction, but God, our determination is to go towards the way of the light. So help us, God, and help them to look to you, the author and the finisher of their faith. Help them, God, today to lean unto you and not lean unto their own understanding. We pray for our president this morning, President Obama, Lord, that you will put someone in place, oh God, that will give him spiritual guidance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. His term is coming quickly to an end, God, but it's still never too late, oh God, to put someone in place that will give him sound advice, God, that will lead him to not go contrary to your word. Save in the White House, Lord, today. Touch him, oh God, and deliver him, oh God, from the enemy, oh God, that causes him to make decisions that are contrary to your word. We understand that the heart of the king is still in your hands, God, and you're such an awesome God that you give us choice. You give us the ability to choose you or not choose you. God, help them, Lord, today to make the right decisions in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the decisions, oh, God, to call the nation back to prayer, God. The decision, God, to call the nation back to fasting, God. The decision, God, as a leader, God, to call the nation back to you. And we can't just do that in words and deeds, only words only, but it has to be in our actions. It has to be in our walk. So we pray for spiritual wisdom for the president, Lord, today. Salvation in the White House, Lord. We pray for salvation in Congress, Lord. They're often not doing their jobs. And people across the nation are suffering, Lord. Oh, God, convict those that are doing things and passing laws and making decisions that are unjust and outside of your will. Forgive us, God, when we fall short of your glory, God, and we don't represent you to the full. Too many of us declare that we are believers. Too many of us declare that we are Christians, and we're not walking the walk of holiness and the walk of righteousness. Convict us, God, today, when we're not walking according to your will. Convict us, God, when we're not reflecting you in our lifestyles and in our actions. Convict us, Lord, today, when we fall short of your glory and we don't confess our sins. You promised that if we confess them, you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Lord, you promised us that, that when we do that, God, that you will wash us white as snow. Let us not get rest, Lord. Let us not have any peace. But God, help us to confess our sins. I confess now. Forgive me, God, and forgive your people of sins of omission and commission right now. In the name of Jesus, those sins that we remember, those sins that we cannot recall, God, wash us and purify us and cleanse us in the blood right now in the name of Jesus. There's nothing else that can wash us. There's nothing else that can cleanse us. Nothing but the blood. The blood still heals today. The blood still delivers, Lord, today. Hallelujah. The blood is still set free, God, today. We plead the blood, God. Let your blood saturate this nation and breathe about a spirit of revival to sweep across this nation in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need a revival. We need a revival, God, amongst your people because we're not praying like we used to pray. We're not fasting like we used to fast. We're not seeking your face like we used to seek your face. But today is the day that we begin afresh, that we begin anew, that we press towards you, and we hide ourselves in you, God, on this day. Bless the members of Praise Center, Lord. I'm going to call out the names of them, but before I do, we pray again for the Dean family. God, we pray for the Bonner family. God, and the other families that I mentioned before that had lost loved ones, strengthen them and encourage them, God, today. In the name of Jesus, breathe life into them. To the spouses, oh God, that have been left alone, the children that have been left alone without a parent. Oh God, the parent that had to bury a child, Elder Frank Green, God, and Evangelist Rita Green, Lord. Comfort them today, God, and breathe onto them. We pray for my brother Larry Brown that you continue to cover him and keep him. We pray for Lisa Law, God, that you continue to touch her. Oh, God, save in her home. Oh, God, be a way in her life, Lord. Shine yourself in her life that she may see you in the beauty of your holiness, God. Let her not become weary in well-doing, but help her to seek after you the more. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the seniors, God, that we went, I believe it's at the Greenfield Retirement Center, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to serve, God. But, God, we pray for those families. We pray for those men and women that we met. We pray for success the next time we go, that we may bring joy to them, that we may show them that someone does love them, that they have not been forgotten, that they are important, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to serve. God, I pray for our missions ministry, God, if we have had different difficulties to pick up items to be able to serve our community, Lord. Father, we pray that you fix the confusion that's going on, God, that is causing us to waste and run cycles unnecessarily, God. But, God, we pray that you open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we won't have enough room to receive it, God, that we can't help but to give it out to serve the community. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's the devil that comes about to bring confusion. It's the enemy that tries to come in and steal the peace and the joy that your people have, God. and it's based in every area of our lives. It's not just physical, it's not just mental, but it's on our jobs, Lord. It's in the actions and in our walk and in the resources that you have provided us. He tries to come in and cause confusion. Release the confusion, God. Bind it on every hand, Lord, and send about a clarity. Get the schedule straight, Lord. Give us, oh God, the opportunity to go and get the resources so that we may be a blessing to those that are in need in our community. And so I pray for each and every member of Prayer Center, God, as we prepare ourselves for a new month. The year 2016 has gone quite fast, and I thank you for a successful year. God, it has not had all of the victories and the milestones that we had last year, but I thank you, God, that we are still here, and we're only here by the grace of an almighty God. You are the one that provides. You are the one that makes ways out of no way. You are the one that opens up doors, and you are the one that keeps us and present us faultless before you. So we've trusted in you in all this time, and we won't turn back right now. We've come too far to turn around now. We are determined to walk with you, and we are determined to move forward in you in the mighty name of Jesus. I see the seats of the house filled, God. That's the vision that you've given me, Lord. And that's the vision that you have spoken to our lives. Send in the harvest, Lord. Send in the laborers to help us to reap the harvest. Oh, God, and to bless the ministry of Praise Center, Church of God in Christ. I pray for Lady Olinda McCallum. Thank you for the elevation of last week. And, God, we pray that you continue to bless her and anoint her to be the woman of God that you need her to be the example of holiness, Lord, that you need her to be. To train up the women in the way they should go, to give them an example of a godly woman who's full of wisdom, full of maturity, and full of faith. Bless her even now, from the very crown of her head to the sole of her feet, and keep her and bless her this day. We pray for Diamond Star, Lord, Eric McCowan. Thank you for the new opportunities, God, that are coming available in their lives. I have not gotten all the information, God, but you know the plans and the thoughts that Diamond has. We pray, God, that you would lead, God, and direct her and give her wisdom to make the right decisions, Lord. Help her to acknowledge you in all her ways so that you may direct her pathways and touch her and bless her even now in the name of Jesus. I pray for, God, windows of the heavens to be open for my son Eric, Lord. Thank you for allowing him to start school, and God, and thank you for allowing things to go smoothly with his transition. I pray that you keep him, God, in the heart of your hand, in the center of your will, and his little friend Morgan as well, God, that you would bless her and keep her. Oh, God, help her to see you and help them both to see you, God, even while they're yet in school. Schools are made up, oh, God, to lead young people, oh, God, to a wealth of knowledge. But sometimes that knowledge, God, is contrary to what you have taught and what we have taught our children, Lord. Help them to see you, God, and help you to stand and rise up, the knowledge of you to rise up in them, oh, God, that they may not fall astray while they're in college. And so bless my son. You know the things that he needs. You know the doors that he needs open in his life. You know, God. And so, God, we speak that those doors shall be open, Lord. We speak that the resources will come, oh God, right on time in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that you bless him exceeding abundantly above all that he can ever ask or think. Send the scholarship, Lord. Send the internship, Lord. Help him to get the grades that he needs, oh God, so that he may be victorious in his educational pursuits. I pray for Asha and Tamika, Lord. I know they're not members of Praise Center, but they go to my son's school. They attend the same college. Oh, God, those young people were raised up in the church. They were trained up in the way that they should go. Keep them and help them to be beacons of light on that campus, God, where the young people, God, are coming upon themselves, coming into their own, and they're realizing their freedoms, oh, God, and they're doing things that are unwise and unfit, oh, God, and unseemly, Lord. But help them, those young people, to stand to be lights, to be beacons of holiness, and give them the power, God, to lead people to Christ. Give them the power that they need, and the anointing that they need, and the boldness that they need to declare your word and to stand for holiness, God, without which no man shall see you. Help them to stand, God, in the name of Jesus, and bless them and keep them during this time of growth. I pray for Crystal McCowan and Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean. I pray that you continue to strengthen her, continue to encourage her, continue to bless her, God. Touch her body even now, God. Heal her, God. Take away the pains, knee pains and hip pains and other ailments, oh God, that may be racking the body that's slowly decaying, trying to make its way back to where it came from. But I thank you, God, that you have breathed life into her. And I pray that you give her a long life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for the days that she's been here. And God, I thank you for the days, oh God, that are yet to come. Help us to appreciate her. Help us to love on her. Help us to breathe life into her, God, and help us to sow into her great and wonderful ministry, Lord. We thank you for her, oh God, her influence, even though she's in the city of Memphis, God, and not out here with us. And we can pray that you continue to strengthen her, lead her, and guide her, that she may be a mother of holiness, God. That holiness is still right, God, and it's not just for the pastor. It's not just for the first lady. It's not just for the first family, God, but the message in this life of holiness is for us all. So bless her today. Strengthen her and keep her today. In the name of Jesus are my prayers. I pray for missionary Myrna Howard, Lord, that you continue to bless her, keep her, give her peace, give her strength. Order her footsteps, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And honor her submission. Honor her commitment to you. And honor her commitment to those that are in need. Send her the resources that she needs, oh God, to grow our missions ministry, God, to be more successful than it has ever been. Bless people to come by this week, this weekend, God, to come in and get the resources that we have for them, God, that we may sow into their lives and that they may hear about the great news and the great things that are going on at Praise Center. I pray for missionary Lasandra Miller, Lord. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that she's out of town, God, but I ask that you would grant her safe traveling mercies, God, to where she is, oh God, and where she's going, God, and bring her back home safely. I pray that you bless her, God, in everything that she puts her hands to do. Help her to remember to acknowledge you, God, so that you will direct her pathways, God, and keep her, Lord, this day are my prayers. I pray for Connie Coulter, Eric Coulter, little Jalen, and Christopher Outlaw, Yasmina Outlaw, and Zachariah Outlaw. I pray for that family. I pray that you continue to save, continue to strengthen them, continue to put a spirit of God and a desire and a hunger to be in the house of the Lord and to seek after you. Put it into them, God, in the name of Jesus, that they may not be content, God, with not being able to be there, but give them a hunger and a thirst and a desire to press towards you. Bless the marriage. Bless the family. Watch over the children as they go to school. Keep them in the heart of your hands and in the center of your will. This is my prayer for them this morning in the name of Jesus. I pray for Valerie Miller, Victor Merriweather, Lord. You know, Lord, I place them into your hands, God. And I ask that your will might be done in their lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then I pray for Renix Graham and Deanne Graham, those that are external partners but invest so heartily into the ministry. I pray for them this day that you let their seeds, oh God, blossom into a harvest they cannot have room to receive. That their prayers, oh God, that they intercede on behalf of the ministry, God, that they come to fruition, God, as they intercede for the success and the life of Praise Center. Bless them for their sacrifice. Bless them for their obedience and breathe life into them in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray for Brother Carl Christopher, Lord, who also sows into our ministry. I pray that you bless them, Lord. I pray that you send in the things that we need, God, to do the work that you've called for us to do. Help us to not be weary in well-doing, but in all our ways to acknowledge you. We need you to direct our pathways, and we need you to bless us. God, touch us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and the center of your will. Lead us and guide us and direct us on this day, that you may get the glory out of our lives. Help us to be a light to someone. Help us to shine bright, that we may lead someone to you on this day. And we'll give your name all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. For you are a wonderful God. You are a magnificent God. There is absolutely no one like you. And we bless you, Lord, today, because we know that today is going to be a wonderful day, because this is the day that the Lord has made. And we move forward and rejoice, and we're glad in it with joy, because our God is in control. We thank you now. We thank you for being with us. We thank you for hearing our prayers. And we thank you, God, for coming to our rescue and coming to keep us like you said you would in your word. Bless us this day in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.